Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let's rock!
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Game over, man!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That's real super king-size, ain't it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Go!
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Straight up, today, we're talking the UFC. UFC 160 in the books, folks. But the big fight, the boxing battle everybody wants to see. Guess what? It's going to happen September 14th. Floyd Mayweather, undefeated Floyd Mayweather, taking on Saul Alvarez, equally undefeated, but a lot more inexperienced than Floyd, of course. They're duking it out September 14th at the MGM Grand, live on pay-per-view. We'll be talking about that most of this hour. Of course, this is the big fight. The big fight, the definitive fight, as far as the Mexican superstar is concerned, because right now he is a superstar, but only in Mexico. Okay? Bottom line is, he needs to prove his talent on the world stage against Floyd Mayweather. And I think we'll see, talk about my prediction a little bit later in the show. But straight up, it's going to rock. September 14th, the MGM Grand, folks. Get your travel plans in order if you want to go. Tickets will go on sale next week. I guess they're going to be expensive, but the bottom line is, if you want to go, be there. Tickets will be at the MGM Grand, available next week, I've been told, and of course, live on pay-per-view. Hey, you can have a ringside seat in your own home. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Yo!
This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That was a pretty boy, Floyd Mayweather, Money Mayweather. Call him what you want, but if you want to recognize his ring brilliance, you're ignorant. That's the bottom line. I mean, you may not like the guy, and I'm not a big fan of his. Okay, I've had my going back and forth with Floyd Mayweather Jr. Okay, one press conference, he called me the greatest boxing writer of all time. And the same press conference, a bit 35 or 40 minutes later, he asked me, he said something like, you don't know nothing about boxing. So the bottom line is, if you disagree with him, you're a bum. If you agree with him, you're all right. But I'm not anybody's shill, and you guys know that. Bottom line is, Floyd Mayweather is unbeaten. 44-0. I mean, a perfect 44-0. 26 KOs. He's been brilliant at 130 pounds. Of course, beating the late, great Genaro Hernandez, 135 pounds. Finally beating Jose Luis Castillo decisively in the second fight. Of course, the first fight, a bit shaky on the points there as far as winning a unanimous nod was concerned. And then, you know, he's sort of done his thing at 140, 147. I mean, Floyd's been untouchable. People thought that Ricky Hatton was going to put up a decent challenge. Didn't happen, okay? And, of course, at 147, he's just ruled. He even went up to 154 pounds and won a belt up there. Okay, as far as Manny Pacquiao is concerned, you know, the congressman from the Philippines, this born-again Christian. Well, the rumor was he was drinking virgin blood. And if you want to believe Manny, he's drinking Cavazier too, because this born-again Christian is on TV doing commercials for Cavazier. I kid you not. That's right. Manny Pacquiao, you know, the Filipino you last saw snoring on the canvas there at the MGM Grand last year. I mean, the referee's still counting. Like, you know, 200,000. Anyway, bottom line is, he was asleep for a long time, and I've never seen a fighter recover from that. So as far as Manny Pacquiao being in the Floyd Mayweather picture, it ain't going to happen. And it's not going to be a worthy fight if it did happen, because Floyd Mayweather would run him out of the ring. It really would be a one-sided event. Now, Saul Alvarez, he's younger, he's stronger, allegedly, okay? And he's got less miles on his boxing body, okay? But then again, the less experienced Mexican icon. I mean, he's a bit of an icon. He's like 22 years old. But down there, anything he touches, he's got the Midas touch. I mean, he touches anything and it turns to gold. I kid you not. Sponsors this, bang, it's making money. Sponsors that, bang, it's making money. Everybody is trying to get a piece of Saul Alvarez. He's got all these different nicknames because he sort of looks like an Irishman. He's got red hair. And they call him Canelo, which is like cantaloupe or cinnamon. And he's got all these different nicknames, we know. But I think he's not orange like a cantaloupe. He's green like an avocado. That's right. I have an avocado. And come when this fight starts, I think that Floyd Mayweather, unless this young man can press him like Roberto Duran was able to get Sugar Ray Leonard up against the ropes in that first fight. And Montreal, June 20th, 1980, the second round, Duran landed a left hook. Leonard, like, almost got, ba-boom, he almost went out, his legs buckled, almost fell. And from that point forward, Roberto Duran put down a beating, I mean a beating, on the great Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay. And I think that if Alvarez can get that kind of momentum going against Floyd Mayweather, he has a chance. But if he doesn't, it ain't going to happen. He's not going to win. Just let me tell you this. I have a lot of praise for Saul Alvarez. I really do. I mean, he's a good, young, hungry kid. And whether I think he's taken performance-enhancing drugs in the past, and that's irrelevant right now. Because for this fight, he will have to undergo random drug testing. You know, remember the one that Manny Pacquiao didn't want to take? And then he said he would take it, but he wanted a cutoff date. How can you have random drug testing and a cutoff date? Does that make sense to you? Only a politician, some jive congressman from the bushes over there in the Philippines, could say something that stupid. I'm serious. Sorry, Manny. Got to hit you below the belt, but you got it coming. The Cavazier, and now this. Remember when he said that using the condom was a sin? Yeah. And he didn't say it. And then he sort of implied, they didn't let him in that shopping mall down there in Southern California when they said that, you know, he was reported to have said on TV or to a reporter, and then the reporter retracted. How do you retract when Manny Pacquiao says that gays should be killed, and then he retracts that? How do you retract something like that? How does a writer go out and do that? No writer's going to make that one up, man. Nobody's going to make that one up. I mean, people will stretch the truth, but you cannot make that up, okay? So I think Manny said it, and I think he got this guy to fall on his shield for him, okay? Some little, small little blog guy down there in Southern California. All props to him, because he sounded like he got a decent interview out of that, but he didn't back it up. He didn't stand behind it. Now, Manny Pacquiao, as I said, not in Floyd Mayweather's league. Saul Alvarez, green as guacamole, young, hungry, strong. Can he work that body? Can he get that? Can he get his act going? I mean, really in that first and second round. The second round will be the most critical round of this fight, and I'll tell you why. Because both guys will be looking to get through the first round. That's what you do when you're a pro. You look to get through the first round. Even when I was an amateur, I looked to get through that first round. And when I trained guys, I wanted to get them through that first round. Because if things weren't going all that good, well, guess what? We had a chance to come back and maybe go to plan B or plan C. Okay? But, you know, if you get lit up in the first round, a lot of guys have been knocked out in the first round that you wouldn't think you would get knocked out. Okay, except for Sonny Liston. That was a little bit funny back there in Lewiston, Maine, back there in 1966. But, you know, getting knocked out in the first round early, it's possible and is very likely in a lot of cases because you catch a guy cold. He's really not ready. I mean, warming up in the dressing room and hitting pads is not the same as somebody hitting you in your eye. Okay, that's the best way I could put that. It's just not the same. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I air live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Two separate shows. We do the weekend review and the preview of the upcoming fights on Saturday morning. And then we do the review on Sunday morning. And then, of course, we preview the following week's fights. So the bottom line is I've got you covered. MMA, boxing, A to Z, right here. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. ringtalk.com. So back to Floyd Mayweather. Money Mayweather. I really, like I said, not a big fan of his, but you have to admire his skills, okay? He smoked Robert Guerrero like Guerrero was like a blunt. I mean, like a New York City blunt. Just lit him up. That was it. Guerrero didn't win a round. One round in my mind. I thought Floyd sort of gave that away as a welfare round. When you score fights, some guys like to give one round at least to the other guy to not say it was a shutout. A couple of judges gave, I think, Robert two rounds, but not too much more than that, okay? It was a bit of a shutout, a bit of a rundown, a rout, okay? As I think September 14th will be, unless Saul Alvarez can turn the tide. And I mean by turning the tide, I mean getting in Floyd Mayweather's face, working him up and down, the body, the arms. And guess what? Floyd's got that tight defense, okay? So you've got to go uppercuts. You've got to go uppercuts. You've got to go towards the solar plexus. You've got to shoot around the elbows to the liver. I mean, you've got to be thinking. And all the while, crack him in the arm. I mean, hit him on that joint right there at the elbow. Roberto Duran hit me there one time with a right hand, and it's still hurting. Okay, it hurt for like 10 minutes. He just shut that whole side of my body down. Really, ba-boom. Wow. Talk about acupressure, pressure points. Roberto Duran knows how to hit him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Boxing hot right now. I mean, Floyd Mayweather's got it going on. And of course, this past weekend, we've had that big fight over there in the UK. I'm talking about Carl Froch, the kid from Nottingham, England, winning that. Of course, unanimous nod over Mikkel Kessler. Kessler had won their first fight. Of course, Kessler, if that sounds familiar to you, and Carl Froch, if that sounds familiar to you, they both fought and lost to Andre Ward. So essentially, they were fighting for the opportunity to fight Andre Ward again and lose again. Okay, because, you know, they're not going to beat Andre Ward. I mean, all props to Carl Froch. Carl Froch's, listen, Carl Froch's got a nice-looking old lady. He's got a good line going. He's a hungry guy. He's sort of like the people's type of champion. Seems to be not to be a stuck-up or anything like that. I think he's good for the game. He's good for the people in the U.K. And I think Andre Ward would do his side a whole lot better if he'd go over there to England, the U.K., and fight Carl Froch. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking Mayweather-Alvarez, September 14th. Live on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, that is the big fight, the fight everybody wants to see. The Mexican boxing fans, they'll be getting down hard at the betting tables. I'm talking about betting money on Saul Alvarez, and they'll probably be losing it as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, you know, a lot of these last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, you know, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. He got to me, you know, the mandatory to fight him, a guy that's hungry and a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Right now we're talking boxing. Of course, as I said, the news. You've heard all the Floyd Mayweather sound bites we're using because we're talking Floyd. 44-0, of course, taking on Saul Alvarez. That's going down September 14th. Alvarez comes in at 42-0, a draw with 31 KOs. I mean, a big guy physically, a bigger body than Floyd Mayweather, but probably not a better technician. That's what I'm going with, the technique and these skills. I think Mayweather will win. But I may be wrong, and I'm wrong on occasion, so I'm going to bring in one of my boxing experts. I'm talking about Kevin Perry, the webmaster and the writer at ringtalk.com. Now, Kev, am I wrong by saying that Floyd Mayweather will lick Saul Alvarez like a stamp?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, maybe you're wrong that you say he's going to lick him like a stamp, whatever that means. I don't think he's going to give him a beating, but I think he's going to outbox him. I actually, in my mind, I think this is going to be a pretty much a one-sided fight because Alvarez, I think, he's got quick hands, but he's too slow. I mean, Mayweather, that last fight, I mean, he really surprised me how well he still can move. I mean, the guy has not skipped a beat. He's nearly impossible to hit. He's probably the smartest fighter in the game, athletically gifted, mentally. I mean, he's always on top. He's in tip-top condition every time out. I just don't think Alvarez is going to be able to catch him. And even if he does hit him, he's not going to be able to hit him with more than one punch at a time. And to beat Mayweather, you got to hit him in combination. And I don't think maybe if somebody like Arislandi Lara or somebody like that with some better boxing skills would give him some problems. But I don't think Alvarez has the ability to cut the ring off.
Okay, you know, but Saul Alvarez is the bigger man. He fights in a heavier weight class than Floyd Mayweather. So he has the youth and size advantage, right?
Yeah, but I think that's the thing that's going to be the downfall, the fact that he's a bigger guy. He's going to be slower, and I think that's going to play right into Floyd's hands. Most of the guys that he fights, you know, majority of the time he fights fighters who, you know, they don't have much foot speed. They're more of a brawler types. You normally don't see Floyd Mayweather fight boxer types, guys like Winky Wright, guys like Austin Trout, African-American style fighters who go in there and they box. Normally fights aggressive pressure fighters who really just aren't going to be able to stay in there and box or use a good jab. Guys that are pretty much predictable for the most part.
We're talking Mayweather-Alvarez, folks. September 14th, Las Vegas, of course, HBO pay-per-view going to do this one. And I figure it'll do some good bucks. The Mayweather-Guerrero fight did over a million homes on pay-per-view. And they consider that a success. Steven Espinoza, the vice president at Showtime Sports, he was happy with that. And he said that writers like Dan Raphael, who were writing, I think Dan Raphael calls Bob Arum to clear his columns. I just do because you know.
You know what? Just to interject there, okay. I was reading something on Fight News, and they had a little blurb, something that came from Forbes magazine, and apparently Showtime lost about $12 million on that fight. So I don't know whose information is correct or not. I'm kind of siding more in the area of Dan Raphael and the guys that are saying that that Showtime lost money and that they didn't get $1 million buys. I don't think people were very excited about the bout. I don't think they did a very good promotion. So it definitely would not surprise me if they were under $1 million buys. Robert Guerrero, he's Mexican-American, but I don't think he sets the Mexican fan base on fire. From what I believe, he doesn't speak Spanish. So those are the kind of fighters that, you know, when Mayweather fights Alvarez, I think that fight's going to do great in the pay-per-view market because Alvarez is a Mexican national.
Okay, I think it'll do – it might rival the Oscar De La Hoya Floyd Mayweather numbers from 2007. I think it was something like 2.4 million buys, something like that. I really could see it going there because Alvarez is a star. I mean, in the I tried to tell people earlier, in the Mexican community, he is like an iconic figure, okay? He's almost like godlike. He's only 22 years old. He's really highly regarded, no question about it. The big TV star down there in Mexico, every time he turns around, there's a camera going. I mean, anything he touches, he has a Midas touch, it turns to gold. But I just think he's a good fighter, and he's a big fighter, maybe bigger than Floyd, but he's not a
excellent fighter. See, that was the problem with Robert Guerrero, I thought, Kevin, is that he was a good fighter, but Floyd's an excellent fighter still. And, you know, excellence doesn't come along too often in the fight game. And I think that we may appreciate Floyd a little bit more after he's gone than we do now. How do you feel about that?
I think people are definitely going to appreciate his skills and ability when he's gone. The problem with Floyd Mayweather to me, and maybe this isn't really his fault, is he's so good that he kind of puts himself on a pedestal where it's kind of hard to live up to the expectations when you have the kind of status that he has and the type of record and, you know, the credentials that he has. And when he goes in there and he doesn't go for knockouts, and then after the fight he complains that his hand was hurting and he's making all kinds of excuses. And I think he just kind of puts himself in a bad position all the time. And in reality, I mean, the guy is just an amazing fighter. I think if he was more somebody like a Sugar Ray Leonard or somebody like that, he would get more accolades. But the bottom line is, I mean, really, Floyd Mayweather is really at his best was probably maybe a 140-pounder, 135. I mean, he's fighting at welterweight because he's older now, but he's not a knockout puncher at welterweight. So his fights aren't going to be all that exciting. And when he fights Alvarez, I don't think it's going to be an entertaining fight. I think he's just going to make Alvarez miss. He's going to make him pay, but he's not going to really land more than one shot at a time. He's going to get one shot in. He's going to get out of there, reset, make Alvarez swing wild and miss, and he's just going to embarrass Alvarez, but it's not going to be a performance where Alvarez gets busted up and takes a beating or anything. He's just going to get outclassed.
Okay. Let's switch gears from Mayweather and Alvarez to Danny Garcia. Take that back. Lucas Matisse lit up Lamont Peterson. I mean, lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. Bob, boom! A couple of shots and it was all over. Danny Garcia sitting there in the crowd, he looked like I'll say this on the air, looked like he like cut a wet fart or something. He just didn't look so happy. He didn't look like a happy man, did he?
I don't know. I think he pretty much knows that Matisse's a big puncher, and I think probably what he saw was impressive to him. But the bottom line is Garcia's going to have to make certain adjustments. He can't just fight the same way all the time, coming forward and just being a target. I think he's going to have to kind of mix up his attack, but also do what he normally does. Is he's going to have to punch with Matisse. And I think the biggest thing that's really kind of overlooked here with this fight when it happens is, I know a lot of people say that Matisse has this great chin. I haven't really seen him hit by a whole lot of solid punches by any really good punchers. So we don't really know, at least in my mind, how well he takes a punch against a guy that could bang. And Danny Garcia punches pretty good. I mean, he's not,
all right, I see.
You know,
I,
Mike Tyson type
out,
puncher,
time
but
time,
who Kevin. Knows? I mean, maybe he could light up on Matisse if he hits him with something solid.
All right, I see it coming here. I see it coming. I'm taking Matisse. You're taking Garcia. We can do the soda bet here, man. Well, do you owe me a case yet or what?
Yeah, I probably owe you like a 32-ounce.
No, we're talking sodas, folks, not alcoholic beverages, please, or sports drinks or something like that. All right, you want to bet one? Hey, Kev, you know what I'm thinking about doing? I'll make this real quick. Because I'm thinking about betting fans on the Internet, and then my buddies, you know, my fans and people at Facebook, ringtalk.com, things like that, and bet them on the fights, and then whoever loses gives the money like to a homeless guy in the street, and you take like a cell phone picture of it, boom, and that's your proof that you gave it up. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good.
Ah, good idea. All right, let's switch gears. I think that that Garcia is going to get lit up, but you don't think so, and we'll see what happens there. Now, June 15th, Juan Manuel Lopez, 33-2, 30 KOs at one time. The next coming of like God. I mean, he was fantastic looking at 122 pounds. He was phenomenal. I mean, he looked like he was unbeaten. Then he ran into Orlando Salido, and Orlando Salido lit him up not once but twice. What is he now? 33-2, 30 KOs. June 15th, taking on the WBC the WBO 130 pound champion. Talk about Mikey Garcia, unbeaten out of Southern California. Man, Juan Manuel Lopez, he's going to Dallas for this fight. You know, the last guy I remember going to Dallas of significance was like JFK, and he didn't leave Dallas in one piece, and I don't think that Juan Manuel Lopez is leaving Dallas in one piece. I think Mikey Garcia's got his number, and he's going to knock him out like within five, six rounds.
And I think just a logical pick. What's funny is
he's fat.
I kind of saw. I agree with you 100%. I think Garcia is going to win the fight, but I did see some flaws in that last bout. The only problem, the last bout that Garcia had with Salido, as the fight went on, before Garcia kind of got bailed out by getting his nose broken with the headbutt, yeah. I kind of saw him fading late in the fight, and I thought that Salido was starting to come on. I mean, he's one tough hombre, but I guess the problem is I don't know if Lopez has the chin to be able to walk through some of those big shots that that Garcia throws, and Garcia is a pretty good fighter.
Kevin Perry from ringtalk.com. Kev, all the best to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk. Under all conditions, your mind.
Are you a horse racing fan? Do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android? If so, grab a pen now. Text the word horse to 84700 and get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. This is not a wagering app. It's for kids and adults. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, trainers, and racetracks. Remember, text the word horse to 84700 and get your horse races now.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Hi, this is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply, that's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Fighter, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across. And the fight is out. Slice goes down. Slice in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Slice gets pounded out. And they stop it. Rocky. Rocky is here. Kimbo Slice is Petroselli. Shocks the world. Kimbo Slice is shooting on the referee. He's trying to get the referee down. The most incredible.
This is what mixed martial arts is all about. If you have a dream, if you're willing to step into a cage and fight for your life, you can be anything you want. Kimbo Slice, battered, bruised, bloodied, Seth Petroselli, a young man from Fort Myers, Florida. His nickname is the Silverback. He came here tonight, found out that he would be the main event, and he has shocked the entire world of mixed martial arts.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, UFC 160 in the books. Folks, of course, the main event that was as predictable as far as the outcome was concerned as the sun coming up tomorrow morning. I mean, you knew Cain Velasquez was going to blow Bigfoot Silva out of the water or out of the octagon or beat him like he'd beat him. I mean, he just hammered him. I mean, it was one big shot, a right hand, and things sort of turned around. And now Velasquez, of course, coming off that big win over Junior Dos Santos, who held the UFC heavyweight title and who had knocked out Cain Velasquez and taken the heavyweight title away. Of course, Cain came back and hit Junior Dos Santos halfway through the first round with a terrific right hand. I mean, it had a little loop to it, but you can see it was thrown with conviction. It was thrown correctly. And he knew what he was doing. He's been working with somewhat of a coach as far as his punching is concerned. And you know what? It really, really showed. It showed again in the fight against Bigfoot Silva. Once that big right hand landed, man, Cain was all over him. Ground and pound is over. A minute and 21 seconds. Still, USC heavyweight champion, the guy from Silicon Valley, the man they call Cain Velasquez, of course, Cain Velasquez to my Mexican national friends who love him dearly south of the border. Bottom line is, he is now 12-1. And his opponent came to fight, but... Listen, it's sort of like sending a boy in against a man. Right now, Cain Velasquez, I think, is in a world of his own. He has freakish-like cardio for a man that big. I mean, he can fight hard, like 20, 25 minutes straight, man. I mean, just straight in the gym. They just put fresh guys in with him. He trains with guys like Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix champion Daniel Cormier. What's he, undefeated 14-0? He's got to be ranked like number 3 in the world. Okay? And so... at this current time, nobody looks like they can beat Cain Velasquez. I mean, nobody. I mean, nobody's out there. I mean, I look at the heavyweight division, and I don't see anybody that stands out for me. You know, maybe if Brock Lesnar was coming back and he was hot and he was fresh, maybe that, you know, you want to lean towards that Brock hype. But, you know, Cain took care of that. Cain's a bad dude, man. Baddest dude on the planet right now in the world of MMA. Take that back. Anywhere on the planet, I think I'd pick Cain Velasquez over Vladimir Klitschko, the heavyweight champion of boxing. Sorry to say that, you German fans out there, you Russians, you know, you're probably not going to be happy to hear that, but I'd rather have Cain Velasquez in an alley with me than both the Klitschko brothers together. And they're both like 6'7", 6'8". Of course, that fight, as I said, stopped very, very close in the fight, a minute and 21 seconds, and Cain Velasquez still the UFC heavyweight champion. Now, Junior Dos Santos, he had a bit of a tough run with Mark Hunt, but, you know, he ended up stopping Mark Hunt, and Mark Hunt's a tough guy. I mean, there's no question about it, that spinning back kick. Like, there was, like, less than a minute left in the fight. Ba-boom. Yeah, and he got it. I mean, he put him away. I'm talking about Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt's not the easiest guy in the world to put away, okay? A Samoan, a mauler, a brawler. I mean, I saw him knock out this guy that was 7 foot tall. He's no hobo. Okay, but Dos Santos, the number one contender in the UFC, of course, he will probably battle Cain Velasquez in a rubber match, and that's probably going to go down in December, make it the December show that concludes the year 2013 in Las Vegas. Glover Teixeira, I want to mention one more fight on the UFC 160 card before I move on. Glover Teixeira, this guy is the real deal. He is, I think he's going to... At 205 pounds, let me tell you, John Jones is a good fighter, a very good fighter, unbeaten except for that one fight in which he was hammering that guy and he fouled him and hit him with a illegal elbow, okay? But he was winning that fight, I think it was Matt Hamlin. He was winning that fight handily, okay? He's like Floyd Mayweather right now, unbeaten in the world of MMA, okay? I mean, he's a star, no question about that, okay? But there are guys out there, I think they can give him a run for his money. Alex Gustafsson, a lot of people think the Swede can do so. I'm sort of reserved comment on that one. I don't know. I don't think the Swede's all that good. But he's tall. He's got the long arms. He's not afraid to punch. And I think had he won, had he fought a couple of months ago or a month and a half ago when the UFC went to Stockholm, Sweden, and sold like $3 million worth of tickets in just a few hours, and he was the main event. Then they had to pull him out of the main event like 3 or 4 days before the fight. The show went on. People were happy. Hey, they're happy the UFC came to town, but the hometown boy didn't fight. But had he fought that night, Gustafson, he would have been able to make a statement to challenge John Jones, the UFC light heavyweight, his 205-pound champion. Okay, I think the guy that's going to challenge and take care of John Jones or give him the best fight as far as is Glover Teixeira. He hasn't lost in like since 2005, I think, 18 or 20 fights in a row. Man, this guy's on a roll. He's the real deal. I mean, he took James Tuhuna's, a pretty tough guy, okay, from Australia. Yeah, he put him away. He beat him up first, put him on his back, put him in a guillotine choke, man. Guess what? The tap came. That's right. 2 minutes and 38 seconds, the first round. Glover Teixeira, the hottest fighter in the light heavyweight division right now, and I'm including the champion from Atlanta, GA. Now, I know you folks out there listening on 3WE in Atlanta are probably saying, oh, Pedro, what are you doing kicking our guy? Well, you know, I just think that Glover Teixeira will give him a good run, a better run than anybody else on the planet right now, because Glover Teixeira has a great style. He combines the jiu-jitsu with the striking, and he boxes a little bit. I mean, he's sort of got it all going on, and he's a master in the world of submission. So the bottom line is, when he and John Jones do hook it up, it's going to be one hell of a fight. I mean, one hell of a fight. Of course, the UFC schedule, June the 8th, Fabrice Werdum taking on it's going to FX. They're going down to Brazil, I believe. He's going to take on Fabrice Werdum's going to take on Antonio Nogueira. Okay, and this figures to be a pretty good fight. Okay, it's a main event. People want to see it. There are people that think that Werdum would have been a more formidable challenger than Bigfoot Silva. But Bigfoot Silva did beat the number one contender in a lot of people's mind. Of course, he was pumped up on steroids. I'm talking about Alistair Overeem. But Alistair, before he got suspended, was hot. He was going to be the guy that was going to challenge for the heavyweight championship. Of course, he came up dirty on a steroid test when the athletic commission knew. They knew this guy was dirty. They said, listen, you have to submit to random testing if you want to get tested here, if you want to get licensed here in Atlanta. So he says, okay. So then he goes to a press conference, and they tell him, guess what? Well, we want to test you. And he went, huh? Yeah, we want to test you. So then he went out and drove around in his car for a while. And he realized, guess what? I can't get away from this. I need to get tested. So he went back, got tested, got popped, and was suspended for almost a year. So Alistair gets lit up by Bigfoot. And, you know, but Bigfoot, let's be honest, Bigfoot was beaten by Daniel Cormier. Cormier may be the second hottest heavyweight in the world right now. Of course, he's Cain Velasquez's stableman. So that fight will probably never happen. Okay? Probably never happen. But back to Werdum and Nogueira on June the 8th, of course, that's on Fuel TV, Does anybody get Fuel TV? Yeah, I didn't hear anybody say anything. That's probably because I don't get it. Nobody else gets it. UFC 161 coming to you from Canada. Of course, the next pay-per-view card, Dan Henderson. Young man, strike force champion. I mean, he's been a hell of a fighter, but, you know, another steroid guy. What's he taking? That testosterone replacement therapy? What kind of crap is that? I mean, think about it. Let me tell you. If you can't produce the normal or adequate amounts of testosterone because you did steroids in the past, I don't think you should get a pass now. What the hell does that mean? I mean, I built myself up, winning fights on steroids. Now I'm clean because you guys are testing me all the time, so I can't take the steroids like I used to. But now my body is producing the amount of testosterone I need to train hard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is a lot of crap. Because you look at these guys on TRT, this replacement therapy, okay, and you look at them, and they're like 35 and 40 years old, and they're looking like they're 25. So it is turning back the clock. This turns back the clock. I tell you, it turns back the clock. No question about it. Okay, so I don't think it's fair. And I think that Dan Henderson, Vitor Belfort, guys like this, the guys taking those, who else does it? Chael Sonnen? These guys, they should not be allowed to fight and take testosterone replacement therapy. It's like legalized cheating. That's just the way it is. Dana White sort of feels that way, the president of the UFC, but he would have a hard time saying that now because he was all for it before. But then one of his guys got beat up big time by Vitor Belfort, Michael Bisping, so he said, hey, man, now he's got reservations regarding it. So anyway, Dana White, steroids, UFC.
I guess the steroids situation in the UFC is equivalent to just about every other sport. People are juicing in every sport. People in golf are juicing. They hit the ball longer. I kid you not. Everybody's juicing. Everybody's cheating. So what we've got to do in boxing and UFC and the world of MMA is we've got to test. We've got to test, you know, year-round. Like tell a guy, you know, I'm going to call you in 3 days. You're going to test you. Give them 3 days. Give them 3 days. You know, that's it. Because in 3 days, you usually can't get something out of your system like an anabolic steroid. Okay? So give them 3 days on a call, and you fly him in, have the company pay for the test. Okay? And if he fails the test, guess what? It's a mark against him, and he's done. I think this idea of giving guys passes after taking steroids, Shane Mosley in boxing, it's not cool. If you take steroids in the fight game, it's not like you're hitting home runs. It's not like, you know, you are shooting basketballs, okay? You're not. You're hitting people in the head. You're hitting people and trying to cause neurological damage. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to beat somebody into submission, knock them out, okay? And if you've got some added advantage that's giving you an edge to the point where you can hit harder, train harder, recover faster, this is unfair. This is just unfair. So what I'm trying to say is these guys that have been caught in the past, they should be banned. Banned altogether. I mean, banned. Shane Mosley, ban him from boxing. Okay, he's trying to make a comeback right now. What a liar. What a lie for like 6 or 7 years. When I had seen the grand jury transcripts from the Balco case, remember that Barry Bonds Balco case of Victor Conti in San Francisco? Well, I saw the transcripts in a bar one night, saw a copy of the transcripts regarding the testimony of Shane Mosley, and he admitted taking the clear and the cream. And that was like in 2003, but he denied it until like 2010. He just denied it, and he got away with it. And they let him get away with it. And then when he admitted it, nobody wanted to do anything about it because it was so long ago. Yeah, big deal. Still a cheat, always a cheat. So as far as MMA is concerned, if they really want to clean up their act, they'll go to some type of random testing. UFC 162. Man, this is going to be one hell of a fight. This is the upset of the year, folks. This is the fight that I suggest you go out and bet on. And I usually don't tell people to bet on stuff, okay? I like to bet on sure things. And obviously a fight in the world of mixed martial arts, all these ways to win, all these ways to lose, there's never a sure thing per se, okay? But I think Chris Weidman, the undefeated lad, is going to take apart Anderson Silva and end the longest title run in UFC history. He is a middleweight champion out of Brazil, 185 pounds, tried his act boxing as a professional boxer, got knocked dead. Boom, out, cold. That was it. Okay, went over to the world of the mixed martial arts in the UFC, of course, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. And, you know, he became UFC middleweight champion. Good fighter, great fighter, no question about that. I mean, I like him, but guess what? It's all going to come to an end. I think the combination of Father Time and Chris Weidman, I think the two of them are going to hand Anderson Silva a defeat when they hook up in July, UFC 162. Around that UFC Fan Fest, it's the 6th of July in Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Walk away and twist your hips, make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants, respect will come to you.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Well, the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. If what you're looking play it.
Is real loving. Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, the Sunday edition, 24 hours from now, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday mornings, live. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs, of course, boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk about the fights Saturday night and talk, of course, the upcoming fights. Fantastic schedule in the world of mixed martial arts. The return of Bellator in June, June 17th, through Spike TV. That's going to be a great, great comeback. Of course, their first season, a terrific success. I mean, you can't say enough about it. Yeah, the matchmaking was a little weak, and it produced a lot of knockouts, but that's what fans want to see. Fans want to see knockouts. So the fans asked for knockouts. They got knockouts when they tuned into the Bellator Fighting Championships. So Bellator is hot. Looks like Christine Santos, whatever you want to call her. You know, I mean, she's got so many different names, man. I mean, but they call her Cyborg. Of course, she was a girl that was the hottest thing in the world of MMA as far as women were concerned. And I don't mean hot looking at it. I mean hot as far as fighting is concerned. I mean, she had that manly look from the steroids. She got popped on steroids. She should have been banned forever. Okay, but she's not. She's trying to angle for a fight with Ronda Rousey early next year. They're going to hook it up. She's trying to do things at 140 pounds. Says she can't make 135. Then, of course, that is the bantamweight champion. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And like Ronda said on the past, you know, she can do steroids. She can shoot horse semen in both eyeballs if she wants to, quote, the rowdy one. I'm talking about Christine Cyborg Santos. Of course, Cyborg Santos doing her thing this month in the Evicta Fighting Championships. That's a smaller, I don't want to call it a bush league, but it's sort of like the AAA ball in the world of mixed martial arts as far as the league's concerned. Because, you know, you got the UFCs up there, and then everything else is sort of like, yeah, so what? Yeah, that's just the way it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I want to thank my fine producer, Scott Cuddy, the man, right here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Until next time, don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It is so very hard to go.